At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Climbing aboard the soapbox today, we have the artistic director of the Dublin Theatre Festival, Willie White. Willie, how are you?
I'm grand, thanks, Jonathan. Good evening.
Good evening to you. The soapbox is yours, sir. What do you want to talk about?
Well, the thing I've got to be in my bonnet about is the competition for space in Dublin City Centre, but I'm sure it's the same thing happens all over the country, and it's a competition between people on bicycles and people who leave their cars behind. It's very difficult to get around the tight spaces of Dublin City Centre because of the fact that people seem to be able to abandon their cars wherever they want and without consequences. I'm sure there's lots of people sitting in their cars listening to you may have something guilty on their conscience, but it's a seemingly innocuous thing where somebody says, I'm just going to run in here for a second, or I'm just going to park in this double yellow line.
I'll only be a minute.
And I'm sure lots of people have done it, but the cumulative effect of it is that you're bullying people out of public space. I think that the most neglected piece of infrastructure in the city centre is our pavements. People try to walk. Some people with impaired mobility are using wheelchairs or who may be using assistance find it very hard to get around our narrow pavements because selfish people have dumped their cars there. And I suppose it's even more exasperating because it seems to me there's absolutely no enforcement, no will to enforce. People do get ticketed, it seems, when they park in a parking spot without, you know, without paying for it. But otherwise, it seems like you can put your car or particularly your goods vehicle wherever you like with impunity. And I'm realistic about the fact that, of course, a city needs to work. City businesses need to take deliveries. But it seems to be that they just decide where they want to park. No loading bay, whatever. They just dump their vehicle there. And then you're the difficulty if you say, what are you doing that for? Or if you post some narky thing on Twitter. So just, I think, a little bit more civility, a little bit more equity in sharing the space in the city centre so people can get around. And actually probably a real conversation about what businesses need in terms of space and times for deliveries. I mean, I live in Phibsborough. My work is in Temple Bar. I walk through town every day. I came over from Phibsborough here. And I mean, I thought I was going to be confounded and see everybody was parking very responsibly. Of course not. People dump their cars and their vans wherever they like with the hazard lights on. And maybe they're in for a few minutes. Maybe there's a regular thing on Bolton Street is people pop in for a sandwich on the double yellow line and official vehicles, let's put it like that sometimes. So a little bit more.
Do you ever see in front of Pier Street Car, the station? The prime example of bad parking outside one of the city's busiest cop shops?
It's two rows deep there usually. So, I mean, cars, they're labour-saving devices. It's much handier to get around in a car for some people. But I think people are far too attached to their cars. And the lack of consideration they have for other people who use those public spaces is really not on and can't continue.
I remember years ago when I went over around the time of the J1 to Boston, and Boston was undertaking something they referred to as the Big Dig. Now, the Big Dig wasn't putting metro trains underground or anything like that. It was effectively burying the highway, burying the road to return the public realm to the public. I mean, if America can do that, why can't we do it in Ireland? I mean, they're obsessed with their cars.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the worst things to happen after the Second World War was the way the cars started to dominate, particularly American cities, but also European cities as well. A lot of the cars that you see going through town have only got one person in them. I mean, that's the thin end of the wedge. I have to full disclosure, I'm a non-driver. I cycle, I take the bus and I walk. So I'm not attached to the car.
Do you have the right, therefore, to lecture anybody else, Willie?
I'm not lecturing. I'm actually asking for a bit more equity because I can't bully a car out of a space by standing in it. They're 2 tons of metal. They're very hard to move. And I'm just saying that car owners seem to me to assume some kind of entitlement to drop their vehicle wherever they like for however long they like, more or less with impunity. I'm not saying people can't use cars. I could say that to be provocative. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying whoever uses cars, and we can get on to, you know, can start slagging off bicycle users who use the pavement. Everybody has to behave better. But in terms of sharing space, there seems to be an imbalance. And there's a power imbalance. And it feels like people are bullied out of public space by cars because cars are bigger.
I mean, I always think that I can get on with anybody, right? If put someone in front of me, and whatever their politics or their beliefs, you know, we can find common ground and have a conversation. But that is less so when we're on the street and we are behind the 2-ton vehicle. Because if they decide they want to plough in front of me, they can do that. If they don't want to use their indicators and turn left or right, they can do that. And there is something empowering about being behind the wheel. Why has humanity developed that way?
I mean, I suppose people are in their comfort zone. They feel secure. They've got a lot of power. I mean, I suppose I can't speak as authoritatively to driving because, as I said, I'm not a driver. But what I know, what I've read, and actually recently the coverage has been that driver behaviour is getting much worse. People are on their phones. People are speeding. People are driving. There was an ad just before we came on there for drug driving. People are not actually behaving responsibly with this very powerful vehicle, labour-saving device slash weapon. So I think people just feel, it seemed to me, to feel a sense of entitlement. And I think drive all you want, but just drive within the rules of the road and consider that other people don't drive, walk or cycle. Simple as that.
A couple of texts on this one. All the loading bays are now bike racks. Thanks, the Greens.
Thank you, Eamon Ryan. I appreciate it. For example, where I live in Phibsborough, there's a loading bay opposite the old Des Kelly's. There's nothing going to be loaded into there for some time, yet it's still parking. And that's a narrow pavement that people get off the road because the road is very narrow and come on to the pavement to compete with pedestrians. So absolutely in favour of a kind of a more sensible and updated version of what businesses need to have deliveries. I mean, I work in Temple Bar. They're regularly breweries dropping off product in the morning. It's very noisy, but they have it generally done by 11 o'clock. So not being unreasonable, I'm just saying stop bullying pedestrians and cyclists. Like, the cycling infrastructure in Dublin is absolutely appalling. They're not cycle lanes. They're little coloury bits at the side of the road that might have a shore in it, or, you know, a lip raising or a divot. And then, bad and all as it is, let's say if you're coming down Gardiner Street Hill, which is, you know, quite steep, so you could be going quite quickly. There's a car in it because they don't like to share.
But the other thing is they put up the little finger wands, which have just cluttered up the streetscape altogether.
Oh, but people drive over them without giving it a thought. Absolutely.
They completely bounce back up if you drive over them. Not that I ever have, but I've seen it happen. Yeah, and they're rendered useless.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I think cars take up such a lot of room in a city. 80% of a car is not used when there's one person driving it. And if you've ever been to a European city, for example, a city in the Netherlands like Utrecht or Amsterdam, where they've removed cars, removed on-street parking, not for the residential parts by the canals, but in terms of the main thoroughfares, it's so much more pleasant. It's so much quieter. It's so much more chill. So if we're going to have cars, although increasingly we're trying to get people to exercise a modal shift, please be mannerly. Please pay for your parking wherever you need to park. Please don't just run in for a second. Please don't park in the cycle lane, the double yellow line, or on the curb itself. All of which I witnessed in my survey today, walking from here.
Yeah, literally that was just today. Noel says, I'm attached to my car. You'll probably get that scene to know. I'm attached to my car because our transport system is rubbish. And he has a point. If you're not on the Lewis line, not on a DART.
For sure. But I'm talking about Dublin city centre, which is pretty well served by public transport. And this is the usual argument. We're not getting into public transport because it's not reliable. You're going to have to put up with a little bit of pain initially if you want to forego your private car in favour of the greater good. And actually, the transport network through the city centre, which is what I'm talking about specifically, is pretty good, whether it be bus, Lewis, walk, DART, or, you know, suburban trains.
I do agree with your speaker, says a listener, but you've also got to remember that you have bikes and scooters on pedestrianised roads, which of course aren't pedestrian if you have vehicles on them. There is, and shout out to the particular flute who nearly took me out on Oliver Plunkett Street
around the corner. There was a woman killed by somebody on a scooter. Now, that was on the road, but they were going too fast. I witness people on scooters daily because they're driven off the road by cars. They're not right. And that is actually a vehicle. There shouldn't be bikes. You know, pavements are for feet or for wheels if you're using a wheelchair or a mobility aid.
Is it not the same thing as the person who pulls up on the double yellow lines to go in and get their coffee? It's the same as the cyclist who doesn't slow down on a pedestrianised street. I mean, there's a mentality there that causes the problem.
Absolutely. I mean, I just think about your share. Just be better at sharing. Stop bullying your way through because you're in a car or because you're on a bicycle. Because then you're and we have to stop making it a fight between pedestrians and motorists and cyclists. We just have to share. That's what makes for a nicer city centre.
But we're brutal at sharing. I mean, from when we are children, we don't want to share our toys. Later, we don't want to share our lunch. In my case, I don't want to share a studio with any of the production team, which is why I work in a studio in Cork. I mean, we're terrible at sharing.
I think we can get better, and I don't think we're as bad as all that. And if we tell ourselves that we're bad at sharing, then that will turn out to be the case. I think it's much less stressful as well for everybody, because people are not being effing and blinded because they've parked wherever, or people are not getting stressed because they have to dismount their bicycle, or because a cyclist is coming towards them on a pavement. A bit more consideration and a bit better sharing. Park where you're meant to park and don't. And I'll say the other part of this as well is that, I mean, it's terrible. It's like with children, you shouldn't have to punish them. It's better if they behaved well in the first place, but there should be penalties. And just the other thing is, seems to me to be zero enforcement. You occasionally see the clampers coming around, but I can tell you all of the hotspots in the city centre, Bolton Street, George Street,
Angel
Street.
But they probably can't clamp them, because if they're not in a bay, they probably don't clamp them, because it gets grey as to whether that space is public space or whether that might be a bit of private space. And as a result, then they don't do it.
Go on. If there's a sign up that says no parking between 7 and 10 and somebody is parked, that would seem to me to be unambiguous.
Hard to disagree with that. If the government can provide equity in our public transport nationwide, I might consider this notion. But until public transport is reliable and affordable, this argument will always be a notion, says
the
texter.
I would love to know all the people who say public transport is not reliable or affordable and have actually used it. You know, you can go on Dublin Bus and you can go on public transport in Dublin City Centre for 90 minutes for €2. I've actually managed to get 5 bus journeys in once doing that. I'm a bus nerd.
Yeah, but you're lucky you're living in Dublin. If you're living in Kiltima in Mayo, you're not going to get the bus that regularly.
That's the other thing is, like, outside my house in Fitzroy, there's a rat run every day. It's parallel to Berkeley Road. And we have one of the highest instances of nitrous oxide in the city. Those people who are pumping that gas into my lungs don't even live there. So, you know, I'm sorry that you have to drive, but maybe if you tried the train or the bus or whatever. No, people are driving people mad now, who I'm sure sitting in their cars in a traffic jam
trying to get home. They're very much infuriated.
We have to let go. We have to let go of our cars. Or you have to let go of your cars, because I don't drive. But we're expanding beyond the lack of consideration in Dublin City Centre to the consequences of cars more widely. But I think they're connected.
So, as a wise man once said on the radio, stay in at the wall and mind the buses. Willie White, on your way home after this, walking, not using
walking.
Your car.
No.
Artistic director of the Dublin Theatre Festival. Thank you very much for taking to the Hard Shoulder soapbox.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.